It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was designed with you in mind, a show that was intended to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that I get to do every Wednesday with my beautiful co-hosts, Niles and KJ. And they should be popping up on the screen any minute now. But on today's show, we're going to continue. Yep, there they come. Hey, guys.
Here we are.
I didn't want to go forward until I saw your faces and knew that you were there and you're ready for hump day today, right? Coming up on the show today, we're going to continue our discussion on with the seven keys to success and applying it to have those winning results. And then we're going to delve into topics that are matters of the heart. And of course, we're going to celebrate our beautiful minded persons for Black History Month, which is coming to a close. I think next week is the final week of that period of our show. But before we get to all of that goodness, I want to just hone in on today's principle. Again, a principle is a key, and a key is something that we use to unlock, whether it's the text or context of a body of work that we're reading. We're talking here about the Bible. So we're taking the keys that we can use for everyday living from the Bible and not just reserving it for Sunday or whatever our Sabbath day is. Now, when you think about keys to or of success, we talked about that success is already built into you and that it is not a journey necessarily. It's not a destination. It's a result of you using principles over and over again. We're not using worldly principles here. We're using biblical principles that truly have been used in the world to get what they want. That's another story. But anyway, today's key, prudence. When you think about being prudent, I want you to imagine your ability of using the resources that you've been given in an effective managerial way. You don't want to waste anything that you have as a resource. You don't even want to waste your time because time is a resource. Prudence, we hear about it, we talked about it in biblical terms in Old Testament and New Testament, but for all intents and purposes, again, that word merely means that you are taking the ability, your ability to use your resources in a managerial way that's going to give you that result that you intended to do. And that's prudence, guys. Not really hard. We do it all of the time anyway, but we're merely just putting a definition to what we're doing. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on ways that either you have been prudent in your careers or how you can assist our listeners and viewers being prudent. Niles, KJ.
Are you there? when I think of prudence, I think of being judicious. I think of making good decisions that serve the greater purpose. I think of making sure that all of your movements are aligned to get you to that place that God needs you to, be in. Prudence is very important. Because it pertains to our mindset, which should be developed, shaped, and molded by God. And when we are in the right mindset, and when we are prudent and judicious, and we allow God to order our steps, even if things try to go wrong, based on, I guess, Murphy's Law or how the world works, God is there to kind of redirect things. And I also feel like when you are judicious, you also are taking into account that the world is around you. But when God is in you, he pushes that world out of the way. So just, I would say prudence is very important, because it allows God to be the front, driver. And we're the passenger, but we're an active passenger in that mission. And when I say active, I mean, you're not just sitting in a seat. Like, you're also sitting there and you're helping to serve the direction that you need to go in. So that's how I look at, prudence.
For me, I...
Good deal. Good deal. I do want to say this. We had a little bit of technical difficulty.
Are we delayed? Hello?
Hello? I think Tanji, your internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when I think of mine,
okay.
Yeah. That's okay. So for me, when I think of prudence and being judicious, I take that in high regard, because I think discipline is very key when you're achieving a goal or achieving anything in life that God has for you. Also that being wise in all situations, making sure that you not only put God first, but also know you have to put yourself first, taking care of yourself, because you are a key component when it comes down to success. And without you, then success can't really happen for your own personal life. So just making sure you maintain your, not only your mind, but your body, your soul, your spirit, because it's all of it comes together in the end.
Yeah, it's totally true. It's totally
true. Yeah.
And I think what you mentioned was very important. You have to take care of all of you. Not just the outside, not just, the makeup, not just working out, but taking care of all of you. And I think we mentioned earlier how that also pertains to success. Mm-hmm. When you strengthen one area of your body without strengthening the other parts, then you're not a cohesive movement. Therefore, you're going to be lagging. You're not going to be in the best, operating condition. So it's important to take care of all the full being. If you exercise one arm and not the other, you're going to have one Popeye arm and the other one's going to be, leggy. So just make sure that you're always exercising yourself. And that's a part of prudence, man, making judicious decisions that serve the greater goal.
What are some decisions that you make every day that help you, that sets you up for success?
For me, something that's very important, like when it comes to my journey, and I think in general, we have to exercise foresight. I feel like a lot of the times we don't hear much about foresight. And foresight doesn't mean that you know all of the outcomes, but it means that you are going to walk in a way where, although things may happen and things may appear that may try to knock you off your journey, when you expect, those little things to creep in and the little adversity that you may deal with and experience, you also recognize and realize where you are and what you need to do to get to where you need to get to. So foresight is very important. Like, you have to take everything into consideration. Sometimes you have to try to look ahead. And once again, I'm not talking about fortune telling or anything like that, but based on the life and how we know how things operate, there are certain things that we have, that God put in us that can help to control particular outcomes. And there's certain things that we can do to avoid. Yeah. And there's certain things that we can do, based on how the world works, And also with our connection to God, there's certain things that we can do to avoid, you know, certain issues and make sure that we're best prepared for the journey.
100%. 100%.
Foresight is very important.
Yeah. And when you have that foresight, discernment, it gives you a greater understanding about your next choice. It values your next choice because we are the choices that we make. We are the people who we surround ourselves by. And understanding that discernment, understanding that foresight, that, okay, I have this rock in my way. And I know that from my friend's experience, he's had rocks in his way. How can I get over this rock? You know, it's like on the fly problem solving.
Critical thinking.
Yeah, you know, I honestly think when it comes down to math, it helps us critical think. But when we apply it to life, and like, oh, okay, this is what
things exactly do.
So for all those, math is worthless. It's actually not. Critical thinking is very, very important when it comes down to decisions. So we got Dr. T back.
Hi.
Yeah, yeah. But I just want to add.
You guys were spot on. Seriously.
I just want to add to critical thinking and foresight. I feel like when you're thinking in those from that perspective, it's A plus B equals C and not A equals C. Because when it's A equals C, you're skipping the middle part. You're at that point, it's no longer conclusive. So I feel like, you know, it's more of kind of shaping and directing, you know, your perspective. And once again, allowing God to, you know, really control and mold your brain. You know, and not letting, when I say God, I mean, do not let the world and worldly things control and shape and manipulate your brain. Because it's easy to get in that position when you're living in this world and you're dealing with real world issues and problems. A lot of times we're so consumed by the problems that we forget that, you know, God is bigger than all these problems. So when you let him, I'm going to keep on doing this right here. When you let God shape and mold your brain, you know, things happen for you differently.
And it goes back to what we said a couple of weeks ago on one of the keys of success is having that relationship with him. And we've talked about this 15,000 times. We'll do it 15,001. Relational with God does not mean religion. It does not. And if you're religiously doing something, then you're going to continue getting that same result. But when you're relational, that molding that Niles is talking about, that molding becomes a part of who you are. So you're spot on.
Relationships are key in this world. I would say relationship is key in every area of your life.
Absolutely.
Because we are not made to be alone. You know, God bless Adam with Eve. In the beginning,
absolutely.
Like, okay, man should not be alone because it will be a disaster. You know, we'll get into that like later on in the show. I want to shout out Jackie Perry. She's tuning in. She said hello, everybody. So let's give a shout out for Jackie for tuning in.
Hey. Thank you so much for being here.
Okay, so I have one more thing to add. Regarding success, I just thought about something and I did. I feel like success, at least from my perspective, is when you are continuously choosing to water what God blessed you with and what God gave you because you've recognized the value in it. You recognize the worth and you recognize the power behind it. So God gives you this seed and he can allow it to, you know, bloom and be you know, and flourish, but that is also up to us choosing to recognize that thing and allowing, you know, to us to walk towards that thing. And when we walk towards that thing, things expand for us. Things start to become for us because we're doing what God, you know, put us on this earth to do. We're accepting the mission.
Absolutely, man. I mean, when you guys hone in on a principle, you've been consistent with it, and you're not just giving your world's view, but you're giving exactly what you know to work. I mean, that's 10-10. So thank you guys for not only adhering to it, but being doers of these principles. They make a difference in your life. To becoming an interactive listener with us, like Jackie is doing, feel free to call us at any time. We're on the air, 323-203-0815. Again, that number, 323-203-0815. And don't forget to tune in to Talk to Tanji at 7-ish every Monday morning. I say 7-ish because I swear to you, I'm trying to get there at 7 o'clock. You got to know that my heart is there. It really is. But it's just a way to kind of kick off our week and let you know that I really am thinking about you. And I may not be able to call you by name in prayer, but you are truly on my mind and in my thoughts and prayers. So that's every Monday, 7-ish, Talk to Tanji. And I think if I'm not mistaken, are we doing that from the Dr. Tanji Show page, or are we doing that from Tanji Scott's page? Because that's really important. I heard a lot of folks asking, well, a couple of people ask, which page are you coming from, ladies?
We're coming from the Dr. Tanji Show page.
Dr. Tanji Show page, you hear it. There you have it.
All right, I love how Monday. She says 7-ish every Monday. Yeah, 7-ish. we'll just make it 8. I don't know. We'll see. But we're back on our... We're back on the new week of a Black History Month showcase. Yes. Where this segment is primarily just to show that there are a lot of influential African Americans who have paved paths, highways, skyscrapers for us to succeed in the world today. We're more than Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. There are more African Americans who have contributed into the marathon towards success. So today we are highlighting Shirley Chisholm, born in Brooklyn, New York on November 30th, 1924. She was the first African American woman in Congress in 1968. And the first woman and African American to seek the nomination for president. I think that's crazy to just to take in. She's the first African American to seek the presidential nomination. Not the first African American woman, the first African American. Wow. You know, so I find that amazing just to swallow, because she has paved a path for Kamala Harris, you know, Stacey Abrams, you know, I would even say Michelle Obama, because absolutely. President Barack Obama was our former president. That is an amazing sight to see. And on a good news, Regina King is actually producing a biopic of her. She's also starring as Miss Shirley. So it's going to be an amazing sight to see, because she has influenced the world so much in terms of gender equality, racism, missed my place, but with even financial inequality. And it's a sight to see a strong African American woman, even a strong African American period. They don't have to be a woman or a man, a strong African American, just saying, you know what, why can't I do it? Right. And just do it.
And just do it.
She got the nomination. She didn't win, of course, because unless history would have been different. But it's just an amazing sight to see our past influencing our future. I'll even go further back, 1870, Sojourner Truth. She was the first African American activist who pioneered African American female rights. So I thought seeing the correlation between these two women are incredible to see. So.
Absolutely. Good stuff.
Yes.
Good stuff,
yes.
Man.
Now, back to trending topics. We have COVID-19. Those cases are going down. Yeah. We are looking at more cases. Diving down, the curve is now descending as more people are getting vaccinated. The herd immunity, and also schools are opening back up. We have different restaurants opening back up, especially in California, because we've been on lockdown since who knows. But it's been a while. It's a great sight to see now. Like, things are slowly opening back up. We can finally go to parties eventually, go to school for eventually, hang out eventually, you know, without the mask. And I think that's going to be an amazing feat for us, just to be able to interact with one another. And maybe we may even do the show in a studio again. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be
face to face again. Rush Limbaugh passed away this early morning. If you guys do not know who he is, my notes. I have different tabs open. And
I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh when I first started business in 1994. So my condolences is definitely to his wife and family. He's been on the air for about 32 years now. So yeah, he's a fixture. Years. 32 years. Yeah.
32 years. He passed away at 70 with a high case of lung cancer. Sure. His last show was actually, I think, it was the end of 2020. He had his last radio show podcast, and that was the last we vocally heard from him during that time. Wow. So, yeah, going down to the Midwest, with Dallas, Texas. Well, there's been snow everywhere, and it's spring. No, it's like we're entering spring, so it's been very cold down south. And the biggest concern is with Texas. If you guys don't know that, when it comes down to power, to the power grids of the U.S., that it's been, if it's west of the Rocky Mountains, they have their own power grid. East of the Rocky Mountains, they have their own power grid. Then Texas has their own power grid. And there has been a huge power grid, power shortage in Texas. So you're talking about, we can't heat your homes. Hospitals need power. They're working on generators, and they're just trying to get back into normalcy when it comes down just to heat up their homes. There was an article out, and it said that there was a lady who said her house was 10 degrees inside. Now, for us living in LA, California, that's cold. That's cold. Mm. 60 degrees is cold, but right. 10 degrees, that's insane to really think of. You're talking about three pants, three shirts, maybe two jackets on, and you still may not be warm enough to walk outside. You know, you're talking about inside. So I grew up in Miami. I just know that's a whole nother beast. I don't want to experience. Mm-hmm. Just prayers out for those families out there.
Absolutely.
Then we have the impeachment trial. It's over. Second impeachment of former President Trump has just been concluded, with the final votes of being 57 to 43. Trump was not impeached. But we have a congressman who is suing Trump under the Ku Klux Klan Act because of the insurrection that happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. If you do not know what that act is, it was when in the Deep South, when African Americans were threatened due to voters' rights when they were trying to vote during elections, and it was activated to protect them as they were dealing with white supremacy and so on. And the congressman wants to sue Trump as an individual rather than the former U.S. president. So just keeping news out there, so you guys can stay up to par with the information coming out.
Absolutely.
And also our very own Niles Finkley.
Yay!
Who's that? Who's that guy?
He's that guy. Oh no. He's just some dude on the show.
I get excited. As you're getting ready to do this debut, please let me just say that I am so excited by what you guys are about to witness. This gentleman has been consistent. He has truly redefined the word hustler. and going for your grind. And it's an honor to share a stage with him, a platform with him, because he is the epitome of someone believing God that I'm going to leave everything that I know behind and come out here to a world that I don't know, but I believe that the greater one lives in me. So guess what? I'm finna show up and show out. So that is what you're about to witness right here. I'm excited for you, Niles. Congratulations. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll drown at this rate.
So?
Is it showing?
Pause it.
Hello.
Do you see it, Tanji?
No.
We don't see it.
Right.
Okay. I wonder if the audience sees it. So I'm just gonna keep playing for a little bit. I'm hitting, your soul. Wise words are being told, unfold and levitate. Oh, my rhymes are cold. Yeah, coming up from the bottom. I get them, I got them. Rhythm and blues. I'm the answer to the clues. My flow is water. Make you feel it. All right.
When I saw that and just listening to it again, it reminds me of someone who's like the quiet storm. You know, you see him with his beanie, and you know, he's kind of reserved and laid back, but when he shows up and he makes an impact. So kudos to you, Niles, for doing what you really believe, that, you know what, this is what I was born to do. I can do it in my sleep. So I love that. I do.
Thank you, man,
for real. Absolutely. You need to be celebrated. And when someone is doing something that warrants you saying, hey, you're doing a really good job, whether you're doing it for that person to say it or not, the mere fact that you're doing it, that speaks volumes of who you are and your character. So if you've got purpose and you're kind of sitting on the sidelines and you're wondering, you know, what do I do? Just do it. Just get up and do it. And that's what we do here.
How about this? Now this is the one guy I know who can turn nothing into something. You know,
come on, man.
He literally have nothing in his hand. And he will like milk it and say, "All right, watch what I do." And that is a, you know, I would say that is a LeBron type feat, because is a player. I would say that he can have a roster that is below average from league standards and turn them all into players that will compete for a championship.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's a Jesus move, man. LeBron, we love you. We acknowledge you as the GOAT of all times, but that is a Jesus kind of move that can take something and make it out of nothing, which segues into the book. I got my first book coming out next week, and I'm really, really excited. It's a matter of taking nothing and turning it into something. It will be released on the 23rd of February and exclusively right now on Amazon, but I'm excited about it. These gentlemen here are definitely making certain that I shine. So stay tuned, man. Cop your copy at Amazon real soon. We'll give you more information as we get closer to the date. And don't forget, 7 a.m.
I am excited.
Monday, 7 a.m. Talk to Tanji, 7-ish. And coming up on past shows on YouTube, I had an opportunity to do an interview with a beautiful, poignant, poised, royal, regal woman, Miss Mildred Muhammad, wherein I did a segment on faith, walking with faith. And of course, we had Joy Ottomar that we had an opportunity to meet from New York, who's doing all things mommy. She's doing it well. She's a corporate woman that puts a spin on corporate and allows you to see behind the scenes of what she's doing in the marketplace as it relates to serving others with her gifts. So please stay tuned for that on YouTube at Dr. Tanji Show. That's Friday at 6 p.m.
Yeah. All right, great things happening, man, I tell you.
Yes,
yeah, water. Absolutely.
So what do people want to know? There's a lot going on in the world. This pandemic has been crazy. That has been the greatest weight over the last year and a half, my full year, you know,
yeah,
on everybody. And we can tell that it's been taking a toll on people's mental health, physical health, financial health. You know, so we just want to pay tribute to the to people who are struggling mentally, even financially, even spiritually, even relationally. Yeah, I was trying to create a new word. I don't know why, but we want to take time in a Dr. Tanja show just to talk about the hard taboo topic of mental health. You know, because it is an essential for success. But we want to make sure that you're taking care of your temple before you're reaching out and helping anybody else, because you don't want to inflict pain based on the pain that you're going through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you said that so beautifully, KJ. There is a National Suicide Prevention Hotline number, 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number, 1-800-273-8255. You are not in this by yourself. Please don't suffer in silence. Get with someone that you can trust and someone that will guide you in that direction. Again, as KJ mentioned, you do not want to inflict your opinions or hurt on someone. So if someone reaches out to you and they're telling you, listen, I'm thinking about doing this to myself, please, please, please. We believe in prayer here at this show. We do. We are people of prayer, but we also know that God left knowledge in the hands of physicians and clinicians and those who have been in this industry of helping people mentally. So please do not suffer in silence.
You know, I want to pose a question for you guys. Like, what has been your escape when it comes down to your own mental health during this pandemic? I know that we all need some sort of escape, because life's hard. Period. Yeah. Let's just clear the elephant in the room. All right, it's hard. It's challenging. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my reaction, because it can be a looming cycle of like depression, or it can be a joy. You know, it just really depends on your mindset during the time. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest, we're not always up here. Right. We're not always up here. Sometimes we're down here, you know? You know?
Absolutely.
I'll yield the floor to you guys. Let me hear your takes.
You want to start that off, KJ?
Seeing that movement right there, that just, I think of like waves in the ocean. You know, you have your ups and your downs, and you know, I guess life is like the waves. You know, you either allow it to carry you and you end up, you know, who knows where, or further out into the ocean, or, you know, you start to surf. You get your surfboard and you start to go on top of the waves and you make things happen, you know, for you. So I think that's also pertains to, you know, success. You know, success is, you know, not being pushed by the waves, but really riding the waves and staying on top of the waves and then allowing those waves to elevate you and get you to that destination. So using that metaphor of what you just did with your hands, ups and the downs and all that, you know, even with the ups and the downs, it is still possible, you know, for you to get to that special place, that place that God destined you for you to, you know, to you to be at.
Absolutely. And to answer your question, last year when I found myself houseless, I promise that I won't use the word homeless anymore. I was houseless. So when I found myself houseless and I still had to show up and go to the studio at one point in time, I likened my life at that moment, not as, oh my God, it's over, but what did I do to get through that? I screamed and I yelled. And I ask those questions, what can I do now? I mean, I get it. I'm supposed to be here to motivate and inspire. I get it. I'm supposed to live in abundance. I get it. But right now, I'm having a right now moment, and I'm about to lose my mind. So much to the fact that at one point in time, I literally thought that I can't come back from this. Mm-hmm. So what did I do? I screamed. I screamed to the top of my voice. I did. And I yelled. And when I finished all that, I washed my face, brushed my teeth, and I put on my clothes. And I said, hey, KJ Niles, you ready? Because at the end of the day, no, I was not pretending. But because I knew that that was a temporary situation, and I've got to still show up. I'm telling whoever's listening and whoever may be going through something like that.
Yeah.
If you hold on to your faith, if you let those people around you support you, you don't always have to be the strongest person in the room. There are people that can be just as strong and are willing. I tell Ty all the time, my daughter's Ty, she runs the agency in Atlanta. I tell her all the time, get people that love you, not necessarily your vision. Because if your vision changes, right, you still got people that love you. So to answer that question, I scream. And I still do at times. And I yell. But I have the mindset, I got to get to the other side. Because if I don't, I forfeit. So think about it as you're going to really disappoint a million people if you don't show up every day.
I want to use this analogy. There is something, there's two things I want to say. One thing, one about you screaming, there is something that happens when you're at your lowest point that ignites inside of you when it comes down to achieving your dreams.
Yes,
you hit enough gear that you cannot hit. And I'm saying you cannot hit this gear when you're at your best. You only hit this gear at your worst. And it's just like, all right, cool. It's time to hunt. All right. Now, from my personal, I've dealt with a lot of, when it comes down to like not feeling worthy of certain achievements that I've accomplished. You know, it kind of feels like this. I'm using a space and mass theory just so you guys can get the picture. So space is like, picture it as like a flat surface. And the heavier the mass is, it drops down into space. That's what it's like when you're going through a depressional cycle. All right. Now, in the perspective, the sun, we go around the sun. We're actually falling into the sun because the mass of the sun is very heavy. So now you're dropping into space, but you always have to look up because there is a Polaris. A Polaris is a North Star. There's always a sliver of hope. You know, yes, you wake up every day and it feels like the mass is getting greater and greater. But remember, where was your point? Your point isn't with the black hole. That's why black holes, you can't escape of it because it's so like the mass is so dense. It's so dense. You look into that black hole, there is no escape. Have your eye on a North Star, a Polaris, where you can just like, all right, cool. Even though I'm continuing to fall, even though these debris is falling with me, you need to look at a focal point. You can feel hopeless in that moment. I understand how that feels. You can feel weak. You can be weak. You know, it's okay to be weak. I'm gonna be honest about that. You can be weak. Cool. But just get up.
Amen.
You can be weak and get up. People say, oh, you have to be strong to get up. No, you can be weak and get up too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So have that focal point of a star at some point. And that's the hope that you need to hold on to.
Wow. Good stuff, man. Why did I feel like I was back in high school again? And I'm with my teacher and I'm listening to him like, yeah, that's it, sir. I get it. Man, thank you so much for breaking that down, because I don't think we really deal with that. And you mentioned it at the top of going into this particular part of the show. It is a taboo in our community, and it just sickens me that it is. But for whatever reason, we have religiously trumped people to believe that. Again, I love prayer. I'm all for it, but it is an action word, and you've got to do something, okay, in that petition that you're giving to God. You have to.
I think, you know, what was mentioned earlier about, like, allowing God to, he can drive the car, but, you know, being a passenger doesn't mean that you're just sitting there. Like I said, you have to be an active passenger. Like, you have to serve the mission to get to the destination. Don't just sit there and say, oh, all these things are going to come to me because I'm just this great human being because God loves me. Like, it's a little bit more, you know, to that. With anything, and this is how life works and just things in general, you have to do things. You have to get things in order to do, you know, to bring about a certain outcome. Jesus Christ on this earth had to do things to fulfill his mission. He had to go out there and be with the people. He had to pretty much live it and breathe it each and every minute to get to that destination, which was the cross, you know. But, you know, and never think that, you know, and this, that is a big problem in, you know, not just our community, but just in general, that they tell you just to pray on it and so on, but, you know, and have faith. But, you know, that is only works if it's coupled with the action. Yeah. If it's coupled with you pushing, with you movement, because there's potential energy which just sits there and it's stored, and then there's kinetic energy. Let's try to make that kinetic energy. We need that movement going, you know, because if you don't move, you're going to stay in the same spot. That's stagnant, and that's complacency, and that's not a good place to be. Absolutely. That means you're not growing.
I want to add this question. What if you let go?
Wow.
What if you let go?
You know, it's easy.
Wow.
You know, like if, I'm being honest, like some, like this conversation is really good, don't get me wrong. But that all of this everything that we're saying works if we hold on. Mm-hmm. What if you let go and no one sees?
Can I answer? Can I answer? Oh,
yes,
Dr.
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
and then you know, I swear, because that is such a good question. And because we do deal in context and we deal in principle and we deal in the original intent, letting go is the safest place that you could be. Oh my God. When you let go, do you know that that is where faith, time, space, matter of time, all of it, it accumulates, you see it the minute you let go. I love the fact that you said that, because oftentimes we hold on, right? We're holding on to our faith. We're holding on to what we know. We're holding on. But what if we let go? It does not mean that you're not doing anything. It merely means that, you know what? I am now wise enough to know that this is too big for me. So I'm going to let go. Even in success, even when you see the money doing what it needs to do, the opportunities coming, you still better let go. Because if you think that you can do this on your own with your smarts and your, it's just because you got here by people you knew or relationships, you're sadly mistaken. My friend, success is built in. It's not outside of you. So if you're not living from the inside out, you won't have an opportunity to let go. Because what you're running toward will destroy you. And God hid, that's why he hid it in you. That's why he hid success in you. All right.
Bring it out.
Go ahead, Niles. I'm sorry. I get excited.
No, I just wanted to add, I would almost encourage folks to let go or who's carrying you. Let go if you know that God and you have surrendered to God. If you know that God is the one carrying you, and when you let go, you know, he's going to make sure that you're taken care of, even as you're falling and like you're not sure what's going on. When you know that God is carrying you, you know that you will be get to a better position. It may not be immediately, but he's carrying you in his hands, and he's going to walk you over to that place that he has designed for you. So let go if you have truly given your power to God. If you haven't, then you might want to hang on a little longer.
Oh, no.
Get him up. I'm encouraging people, like, let go. If God is that, if has that power, and if God is the one carrying you, if you're just operating in a space where you're like, you're a person, and you're thinking that you're just so successful, and your mindset is going to take you here and deliver you here, that alone is not going to save you.
Absolutely.
But when you jump and make that leap, and you know that God is carrying you, and you're allowing him to, you know, push that mission for you. That's what I was saying. I wasn't saying don't jump, but if you do, you better make sure that you're right with God. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying don't jump.
I was going to add this right here before you hold on. Let go and let God. All right, that's what you was trying to say. Let go
and
let
God. Amen.
No. I said what I said. I didn't want to use term and nothing like that. I want to explain it.
If you know me personally, I watch a lot of anime, and anime has a lot of like great themes that will literally change the way you think. There's one anime called My Hero Academia where people are striving to become the number one hero, and there's this one guy, his name is All Might, and he's the symbol of peace because he's the number one hero, and his mission statement is, no matter what happens, no matter if I'm like bleeding to death, no matter if like I cannot, if I'm facing an impossible rock, I will put a smile on my face and push forward. I will put it like that. That's crazy. He said, even if I'm grasping my last breath, I will put a smile on my face because I want to make sure everybody knows that they're all right.
Wow.
I think that's incredible to witness, and I think that should be applied to everybody else's life, no matter what happens. I don't know. At least he said, "I'm going to die with a smile on my face." They need to know that there is hope out there.
Amen.
So
that's poignant. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have to deem KJ now as our poet laureate. Please remember, there are physicians, there are counselors and therapists, and I do liken what Niles mentioned about letting go, specifically if you're with God. He will allow people to serve you where you are. Nothing wrong with going and making certain that, you know, you're fine with therapy. You're fine. We do that when we go for checkups, right? So let's make certain that we do that with our mental faculties as well.
Hey, Chris Rock goes to therapy every day.
I love it.
Every day.
He's
been active. He's been active.
He's just saying, like, a lot of my mind. At least get it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like folks should focus on living inside out. Absolutely. Not just focusing on what's on the outside, because things that are on the outside will never fill your inside up.
No, sir.
So inside out, and if God is inside of you, then you're complete.
Amen. Inside
is more attractive.
Absolutely. Doesn't mean that you won't have problems or circumstances or situations. It means that you know vehemently in everything in life you win, because we've already been tested for this life. God will never allow you to come to earth without knowing that you can survive what it is that life has to throw. Just make certain that you're always in his presence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep on digging.
Keep on digging.
Yeah, go plus ultra. There we go.
I don't know about you guys, but this is the highlight of my week coming before you and coming with you guys and just kind of making certain that everybody's all right and they're getting to where they need to be. So thank you, Miles and KJ, for another amazing 15 minutes that we get to share. Yeah, how about that? Yep. And you want to stay interactive with us at Dr. Tanji Show. That's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, YouTube. And don't forget, Monday, 7-ish, I'll be there Monday morning telling you we got this, you can do this. And then, of course, right here, LA Talk Radio, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with the Dr. Tanji Show. That's it, guys. Mwah! We love you to the stars, from the stars to the moon. Bye. Have a good week. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Physically distance and smile.
Wear your mask. Yep.
I always say, wear your mask.
All right.